He's sitting here for a reason.
He mumbled, without turning his head my direction. I got the impression he was both very tired and very shy.
The doors are locked. Trix told me to come today.
He laughed a quick and unexpected, huh, glancing at me briefly. His eyes were the color of milk chocolate flecked with golden toffee. They darted away like a squirrel's.
Oh, she told you. No asking for tricks.
I couldn't figure out whether his tone meant admiration or criticism. I had a sudden sense that Trix had recently hurt his feelings. I constantly got flashes like that from the way people said things. A certain turn of the mouth, hunch of the shoulders. I thought it meant I was empathic. I found something vaguely, disturbingly familiar about this boy. Like, when you can't place a face, but maybe he was a wanted criminal from the back of the bus, or someone's cousin met at a wedding. A thick black spike through his freckled nose made him seem young and vulnerable to me. Although his manner seemed older, maybe 18 or 20,